Shalom v'rach, welcome everyone. Bez Hashem, we learn Shmiras Haloshin, Shir number 2. This Sefer, Shmiras Haloshin, has been dedicated to Lulu Nishmas, to the memory of Chaim Asher ben Pesach. Chaim Asher ben Pesach, his neshama should have an aliyah. Chavetz Chaim began the Sefer, Shomer Piv Ulushoinoi, Shomer Mitzaras Nafshoi. Person who guards his mouth and guards his tongue, he will protect himself from suffering. Shomer Mitzaras Nafshoi. Now the Chavetz Chaim tells us that there's much more to the body than what we see. I'm going to give you a mashal. A couple days ago, I was driving my daughter, my 12-year-old daughter. And I mentioned to her that the manholes underneath, when you have that circle and you pick it up and you go down under the ground where the cars drive, and she was saying, people go down there? I said, yes, they have to sometimes fix the pipes or the electricity. What are they going down there for? They could go down there. We don't see that. We're on top of the road. But there are many times it's go down underneath. The Chavetz Chaim tells us as follows. We have to understand that there are 248 limbs and 365 sinews of the body. And as a Sefer Charedim elaborates, that every single mitzvah connects to a specific body part. 248 mitzvahs connecting to the 248 limbs of the body, the 248 positive mitzvahs. And the 365 sinews of the body, the veins, however one you call it, correspond to the loisaseh, the negative mitzvahs of the Torah. And when a person does a mitzvah's asay, and he refrains from not violating a mitzvah's loisa asay, he gives chiyus. He gives life, l'asa lova in the future, to that specific aver, to that body part. Just like you don't see when you drive on the road, you don't see the person going underneath. You don't see him under the ground. We have to realize that this is mamish life. This is life when the person does a mitzvah. Person does puts on tefillin. He gets stuck up. The Sefer Charedim has a whole discussion in different parts of the Sefer which mitzvah corresponds to which body part. Says the Chavetz Chaim, "K'sha'odu mekayim bo'ilam hazeh eize mitzvah be'eize eiver." When a person fulfills a mitzvah with a certain part of his body, "Shoyiru lo'os lovay or Hashem al oisei eiver." The light of Hashem shines, rests on that body part. That light, it gives life to that body part. When every single mitzvah is the same way, when a person fulfills the 248 mitzvahs, every mitzvah he does, this is a complete person. And that's what it says in Parshas Tzitzis. V'asisim es kol mitzvoysai. V'isim kedoshim l'kechem. It's Parshas Kedoshim this week. In America, Chutz La'aretz. V'asisim es kol mitzvoysai. You should do all my mitzvahs and you be kodosh to Hashem. However, chas v'shalom, a person is lacking, he doesn't do a mitzvah. He doesn't do the mitzvahs, asay, the positive commandment. He didn't do tshuva. Everything is, you could always do tshuva. A sincere tshuva. But if he didn't do tshuva, then he's going to be missing that ability for that part of his aver to be alive. So every mitzvah corresponds to a different body part. He's going to be missing that body part. And the same applies that when a person is careful not to violate a mitzvah loisa asay, and the person is careful not to transgress a negative commandment, he gives more kedusha on his gidim, on his sinews. So that's what we have to, just like we don't see the man going underneath the ground, so too we don't see it beyond this world. But we have to understand every mitzvah we do connects to our body, and we want to be an Adam HaShalem. That's why it's so important to make sure we complete the mitzvahs, every mitzvah, every opportunity, as best as we can.